Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Amen. Well, grab a seat. If you're a guest today, my name is Trey Kelly. I'm the lead pastor here. You're so sweet. Today's a big day. I'm very, very excited about today. Again, as we mentioned at the top, obviously things are a little different. I don't normally have a big old box on stage with me. Today is a baptism celebration. At the end of our service, there are some people who have pre-planned to go public with their decision to be baptized, as TJ mentioned at the beginning. We have everything you would need to get baptized today. We have a change of clothes, we have a towel, we have changing areas, we've thought of everything. And for many of you, you hear that, and you're like, oh, that's a good idea, that's cool. For some of you, I say that, and your heart starts beating out of your chest. And I just want you to know, man, we're honored that you're here. Nobody's going to make you do anything today. But you are going to have an opportunity to be baptized today. And the reason we want to give you this opportunity is we talk about, as a church, all the time, you know, one of our jobs is to help people who call Wellspring home take steps of faith. And baptism is a step of faith. Before we get there, I want to back up because really what we're going to talk about for just a few minutes is I want to try to answer a question that many people have, whether you grew up in church or you didn't grow up in church, right? When you hear about baptism, there's a question we all have, and the question is this. It's why is baptism important? Why do we talk about it? Why are we building a service around it? Why does it matter? And I just want to do my best for a few minutes, just try to answer that question. And if you're a Wellspringer, like, you've heard us talk about this before, and so here's what I'm going to invite you to do today, okay? If you're a Wellspringer, you've been baptized, your family's been baptized, would you right now, and for the next 22 minutes, just begin to pray? Just pray that God's Holy Spirit will give maybe some people in the room who, again, their heart is already beating out of their chest because I'm talking to them, and they're like, how did you know I would be here today? And the answer is I didn't, but God did, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's nerve-wracking, and so just begin to pray that God's Holy Spirit will give them calmness and courage to take this step at the end of our service today. So why is it so important? Why do we talk about it so much? It's a great question, and it's one that, you know, I've been in ministry now for over 20 years. It's probably the most consistent question I get. Because if you grew up in church at all, you grew up in a church with a background and a tradition and a teaching on baptism. And I joked last hour, it's kind of like a Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. Like, there's all sorts of different views of baptism. And hopefully, as you're going to hear me talk today, I am certainly not declaring we've figured it out, that we've got it right. But I am going to share with you what I believe and what we as a church believe and why we do it the way we do it, why we believe baptism is important. And hopefully today, if you would consider yourself a Christian, but you have not taken the step of baptism, you'll at least understand why it matters. And hopefully, you'll take that step with us today so that we can celebrate with you and rejoice in your obedient step. But again, getting ahead of myself. Let me answer the question, why is baptism important? All right, let me give you a couple of caveats before we start. I most of my life was raised Southern Baptist. If you're not sure, Baptist, baptism's in the title of who we were. So baptism was a pretty big deal in the tradition in which I grew up. And also, if you grew up Southern Baptist, you're going to love the sermon today because it's got 4 points and they all start with the same letter. And so this is kind of like the most Southern Baptist root thing I do when I go back to teach about baptism. So for the note takers today, it's going to be a real, real easy day. So right at the top, why is baptism important to us? It's a very clear answer for us. It's because it's commanded. Jesus himself commanded his disciples, their followers, the church, to baptize. And some of you are wondering, where did he do that? Well, he does that at the very end of his time on earth. For those of you who may not know, he spent 3 years in a public ministry. Then he's arrested and he's killed and he comes back to life. We celebrated that last week on Easter Sunday, the resurrection. And that sort of changes everything. Jesus stays around for about 40 more days. He interacts with his disciples more. He teaches them a few more things. And then Jesus, as part of the plan, he ascends into heaven. He returns back to his heavenly Father. And he tells his disciples, don't worry, I'm going to send you a helper. We call that the Holy Spirit. And right before Jesus left, he gives his disciples some final instructions. And if you grew up in church, you may have heard of this. It's called the Great Commission. It was basically his charge to his disciples and through his disciples to us. In fact, everything we do as a church at Wellspring is our attempt to obey this Great Commission, this final charge Jesus gives to his disciples. And here's what he says. He says, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. He's just making it clear. I've been in charge. I am in charge. I'll be in charge. You can trust me. You can listen to me. You can do what I say. I'm in charge. Now, again, you don't remind people that you're in charge unless what you're about to say next, you really want them to remember. You know, sometimes you sit your kids down and you're like, I'm your parent and I love you greatly. And you think, but you don't say it. But then the next thing you say, you know, is give a little more weight. So Jesus reminds them, hey, I'm in charge of everything. Here's what I want you to do. He says this, therefore, because I'm in charge, because you can trust me, go and make disciples, make followers of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So for whatever reason, Jesus decided part of making disciples, part of beginning the journey of following him would include being baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. If you were here last hour, you heard me say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do it later. Why? Because that's what Jesus said to do. And I'm not equipped to change what Jesus says. So, for us, at the most basic level, the reason I've been baptized, the reason we teach baptism, the reason we practice baptism in our church is because Jesus commanded us to do it. As you go into the world, as you make disciples, as you teach people what it means to place their faith in me and place their trust in me, baptize them. Pretty simple. The first church obeyed Jesus' command. We are told in Acts 2, if you've never read the New Testament, the first four books are biographies, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, biographies about Jesus. And then the fifth book is the book of Acts, which is a history of the early church, written by Luke, the same guy who wrote, wait for it, the book of Luke. Yeah. And in Acts chapter 2, this is after Jesus has ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit falls, and we get to watch the very first church gathering, the very first church service. This guy named Peter gets up, preaches the first sermon, and we're told in the book of Acts, over 3,000 people joined the church, became Christians that day, and they were baptized. So from the beginning of the church till now, Jesus has commanded his followers, get baptized. And so we do this because it's commanded. Now the cool thing about Jesus is he very rarely, if ever, says, do this just because I said so. A lot of times he teaches us how and why. And as we read the rest of the New Testament, it begins to become into focus and it gets to become clearer why baptism is so important. It's not only because it's commanded, baptism also is consecrated. And yes, I tried to find a C word, so don't consecrated, but it is the right word. Because consecrated means something that is sacred, something that is set apart. And one of the reasons I'm convinced that Jesus was so adamant that we participate in baptism is because it is a sacred symbol of a supernatural event. If you attend our church regularly, we talk about this all the time. Jesus came for us, and the message of Jesus isn't, hey, you guys are bad, and if you follow me, I'll make you good. Well, can we know that, right? That's not the message of Jesus. The message of Jesus is because of sin, you guys are dead. and I've come to give you life. And so it's why we talk about when we become Christians, it's why we talk about being born again. We get new life. And as we read the New Testament, specifically as we get to the letters written by this man named Paul, who was a church leader and was a missionary and would start new churches in areas, but then would write them letters to help them understand how to follow Jesus. And what we as Christians believe is that the Holy Spirit was speaking through Paul as he wrote those letters. And so almost 2,000 years later on the other side of the planet, we can read these letters. And it's as if the God of the universe is speaking directly to us. In one of his letters to the church in Corinth, Paul reminds us of this picture of what happens to us when we become Christians. This is what he says. He says, this means that anyone, that's me and you, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Now, that doesn't mean you're automatically going to be perfect when you become a Christian. It doesn't mean you're never going to sin again. It doesn't mean you're never going to have struggles. It doesn't mean you're never ever going to have problems. That's not what it means. What it means is the life we lived where we were under the penalty of our sins is gone. We've been set free. We're forgiven. And we now have the ability to walk in a new life. That is the spiritual act that happens inside of us. And the reason baptism is such a sacred symbol is because it represents to the world what's happened in our hearts. Paul explains this in another book he wrote, in the book of Colossians. And here's what he says. And that's a typo, by the way. There is no second Colossians. It's just Colossians. We copied Corinthians to Colossians, but I don't want you confused. There's no second Colossians. There's just one, okay? Just one. Don't email me this week, Pastor. There's no second Colossians. I'm aware. We're just humans, man. We make mistakes. Why don't you back off? We make mistakes sometimes. Just kidding. See what I did there? I'm just kidding. All right. So in Colossians, not second Colossians, Paul paints for us this picture of baptism. He says, you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. See, it's a symbol of going under the water, buried. And with him, you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. So that's the picture. We go under the water as a picture of our old life being taken away. We come out of the water as a picture of this new life that Jesus has given us the power and the ability to walk in. It's a sacred picture. It's a sacred symbol. And you may say, well, why are symbols important? And I'll tell you why they're important. This is just a symbol. This is a wedding ring. I'm still married if I take it off. Now, if I leave it off too long, I may not stay married. But symbols matter. We get this. You may have heard it talked about before as a wedding ring. I like to talk about it more. For me, the clearest picture is a graduation ceremony. Most common ones we have now are like high school, maybe college. But if you're a parent, you know now our kids now graduate from everything, like 3K, 4K, 5K. They are pros at graduation. But like let's take high school graduation, for example, right? You kind of get dressed up, you put a robe on, you walk across the stage, they say your name, they hand you a diploma, you shake somebody's hand, you go around, people clap, your parents cry, somebody cries, or also we said, he made it, she made it, we didn't think this day would ever come. They're so excited. But you guys know nothing actually happened. Like nothing changed just because I walked across a stage and got a diploma. I got a piece of paper. No one's ever asked to see it. And I found this out later after my college graduation. I didn't even have to go. They would have just mailed me the diploma. My parents would never let me do that, but I probably wouldn't have gone. The reason we do it, the reason we do these things is for a lot of people, they like that moment of informing their friends and their family, the people they love, people they care about, hey, this thing has happened in my life. For graduation, it's I've accomplished something. I've finished something. And this is my way of announcing it to the world. Well, the same is true as baptism, except you don't have to take any exams. No classes. There's no grades. All we have to do to become Christians is believe Jesus. Believe he is who he says he is. And say, you know what, man, I'm going to follow you forever. But the picture of baptism, the reason that symbol matters is the same ring. It's our way of announcing to the world what's happened in our hearts. And we do it because it's commanded. We do it because it's a sacred symbol. And when we do this, here's what we discover. It's another C word. It becomes contagious. And some of you are like, that's enough of the C words. But it really does. Because when you announce to your friends and your family, your neighbors and your coworkers through baptism, hey, something's changed in me. Jesus is changing me. What it does is it gives them permission to lean in. Because most people aren't going to see that and hope you fail. And if they do, you shouldn't be friends with them. But many people are going to be curious about, oh, wow, they got so-and-so got baptized. I'm not going to say the name, but one of my favorite stories ever was long ago, someone got baptized at our church, and I heard through the grapevine that around Myrtle Beach, the thought was, well, if that guy can get baptized at that church, anybody can get baptized. I'm like, amen. So when you go public in baptism, when you participate in this symbol, it's a declaration to your friends and your family, hey, this thing's changing me. And then what happens is they begin to notice. Not that you're perfect because you won't be perfect. Not that you don't have problems because you will have problems. But they will notice the fact that your problems don't control you as much as they used to. That there's a certainty in your soul. There's a peace. And that peace will come out in love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And because you've taken this step of announcing, your friends and your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, this isn't a secret, this is a thing you've been public about. And when they begin to notice, they may begin to ask questions like, hey, what's going on? I saw the baptism thing on Facebook, but man, I know what you just went through, and you seem okay. What's going on? And then you get a chance to say, well, Jesus is changing my life. And you can share about Jesus. You can say, you know what? If you have questions about Jesus as well, I go to this church. I think you'd love it. You should come with me. See, as we declare what Jesus is doing in our lives, the world notices. And they ask questions. And they lean in. And we get to brag on Jesus. And the next thing you know, you are crying at their baptism. And you're so grateful to God for not only what he's done in you. This is really the life-changing part. When you begin to see what God does through you, that changes everything. And there's no easier way to position yourself for God to move through you than to obey. And if you become a Christ follower and you haven't been baptized yet, it's the easiest step of obedience you can ever take. So that's why it's important to us, because it's commanded. It's a sacred, consecrated event. We believe it is contagious when we tell people about Jesus. But before we close, there's one more question I want to ask. Because most people's questions about baptism aren't so much why, but how. Because again, we all have different traditions, we all have different backgrounds, we all have different understandings. And I'm not here to argue for the good or bad. I can only tell you our logic, our reasoning, and why we do it the way we do it in this church. That's where my authority stops, this church. Other churches, that's between them, but for our church, we simply want to practice baptism in a way that we believe is consistent. And what does that mean, consistent? Consistent with the way it was carried out in the New Testament. Consistent with the way it was carried out in the early church. All the recorded baptisms we see in the New Testament, there are some consistencies within them. And we just want to be consistent with that. So what that means is, if you have a church background and you understand Christianese, we believe and we practice. You didn't know that was a thing, did you? Christian? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go to Starbucks and say I was just washed in the blood. See what happens. Like, get out. But Christians were like, I know what that means. All right. So we at our church, we believe in and we practice what is called believer's baptism by immersion. That's what we do. Very simply, what that means is we baptize Christians. We baptize people who have chosen to place their faith in Jesus, and they are taking a step of obedience. And immersion means we dunk them. We go all the way under the water. That's simple. Why do we do this? Because we believe that is consistent with the way it was practiced in the New Testament. Again, Jesus gives us a command to be baptized, which means it's a step of obedience that we take. And so we believe that we have to be aware and we have to be obedient. And I know you want to raise your hand. Many of you, you grew up in the tradition and you're like, yeah, man, but I was baptized as a baby. So what does that mean for me? One, it means your parents loved you a great deal. That's what it means. It means that they wanted to make sure that you grew up in faith. And the way we see it, the way we see infant baptism is actually a practice that we do at this church as well, that we call baby dedication. And myself, I grew up Methodist for the first 9 years of my life. I was baptized as a baby. And the way we think about that was it was your parents or your guardians or whoever dedicating their efforts to God and dedicating you to God and saying, we're going to do everything we can to raise this child in the church and with God's help. And when we do this as a church here, our church even responds and says, we've got your back. We're with you. We're going to partner with you. We're going to have world-class children's environments. We're going to do all these things to partner with you so you can point your child to Jesus. Jesus himself was dedicated. He was taken to the temple, and he was dedicated. And then as an adult, at 30, when he began his ministry, he was baptized. And so the question we get all the time is, well, if I was baptized as a baby, do you think I should be baptized again? And our answer is yes, because baptism is a step of obedience. And when I was a few weeks old, I was not obeying anyone. So maybe you were, but I wasn't. But it's not just if you were baptized as a baby. I have many friends who grew up in traditions and in faiths where, you know, at a certain age, maybe your church had classes and you went through those classes, and at the end you were baptized. I know many people who came to faith in those classes and took a step of obedience to be baptized. I know others who went through the classes because mom said so and because Sarah was going through the class, and so I better go through the class because Sarah's going through the class. But looking back, they're like, I was not aware of what I was doing. To any of those people, we would say, okay, then get baptized. Because baptism is an act of obedience. And so if you have placed your faith in Jesus and post that decision, have never taken the step of obedience to get baptized, then we would say, yeah, man, get baptized. Because all it is a sacred symbol, and it's your chance to announce to the world what's happened in your heart. And so that's why we practice believer's baptism. Why do we do it by immersion? Why do we dunk? Well, again, because the word baptism is actually not even a translation of a Greek word. It is a transliteration of a Greek word, baptizo. And what does baptizo mean? It means to dunk. It means to submerge. It's not a sacred word. It just means to dunk. If you have Oreos and you have a glass of milk, you baptizo the Oreos. You don't sprinkle the Oreos. You dunk them. That's just what you do. And in the New Testament, Jesus, we're told he goes under the water, he comes up. Again, the symbolism of baptism, buried and raised back to life. Every baptism we know of in the New Testament was practiced by immersion. They dunked them. And so again, that's it. We're not judging. We're not trying to say we're the best. We're just saying we're doing this as consistently as we can with the way it's been done by the church for almost 2,000 years. So that's why we do believer's baptism, and that's why we dunk. So, with all that said, today we're celebrating baptism. Today we're celebrating life change. Today there are people who came and they knew and they're prepared to get baptized today. And there's a really good chance that some, several, maybe many of you did not know what we were talking about today. And you're here. And yes, you've placed your faith in Jesus. You're following Jesus. But baptism is not a step you've taken yet. And for you, all I would say is I invite you to consider getting baptized today. We literally have everything you need. This whole quarter of our building has been transformed into changing areas. We have shorts, we have shirts, we have towels, we have hair dryers. I mean, like, if you think you might need it, I promise you, we've got it. And I also know some of you, again, because your heart's been beating out of your chest the whole time I've been talking about it. And what's probably happening now is you're thinking through all the reasons why not to do this. I totally understand. If I was sitting where you were sitting, I would be coming up with every possible excuse not to do it. But and one of the big ones is going to be, and I get this, is going to be, well, if it's my way of announcing to the world what's happened, then I need to have my friends and my family here. And look, I totally get that. But here's what I would tell you. I don't know if you know this or not. We broadcast these services. Like, they're going live right now. And we've actually thought about this for you and your family. There's a slide I want to put up. This slide has a link to wellspringlive.com. That's where this service is being broadcast right now. Many of you are watching right now on wellspringlive.com. What's up? Here's what I want you to do. Take out your phone. Take a picture of that slide. And then text it to whoever you want. Hey, I'm at church. I'm getting baptized in 5 minutes. If you want to watch, tune in here. And we're going to have professional video, photography. We're going to take great pictures so that you can remember this day. And please hear me. Please, please, please. I want to be clear. There is no twisted arms here because it's not my step of obedience. It's yours. But what we do try to do as your church, because we know it's not always easy to obey. Some of it's pretty tough. But we know the more we obey, the easier it is to obey. And so that's why when there's steps like this, we want to make it as easy as possible on our end for you to obey, for you to step towards your Father in heaven, for you to participate in this sacred symbol, and for you to be able to announce to the world, Jesus is changing me. And if you want to talk about it, I would love to tell you. Because if he can change me, he can change anybody. So now's your chance. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for us. And then we're going to sing a song. And as we sing this song, if you would like to get baptized today, just make your way to the aisle, go to the lobby. We've got a team of volunteers out there who will walk you through every step of the process. And then they'll bring you up here and we'll celebrate life change. We'll celebrate what's been happening in your life. And in doing so, your church, we get to participate in an act that our church has been doing from the very beginning. Very first church service, they baptized. Wellspring's very first church service, we baptized. Because it's what our Savior asks us to do. And so baptism is your next step. We would be privileged and honored to make that step easy for you today. Because here's what I know. I know our God is sovereign. What does that mean? That means he knows everything and he's in charge of everything. And as we're thinking of all the reasons not to, be reminded, God wasn't surprised by what we're talking about today. God knew what I'd be teaching. God knew this step. And he knew you'd be here. I believe if he did not want you to take this step, you wouldn't have been here today. But you are. And the step is right in front of you. And as your church, man, we just want to celebrate and cheer you on to take this next step of obedience by going public through baptism. So let me pray for you, and then you're free to move. Let me pray. Father, we love you so much, and oh, God, we are so grateful. We're so grateful for your Son, for the gift of salvation, the gift of freedom, the gift of new life. And we're thankful for this step of obedience we get to take to go public, announcing who you are and what you've done in our lives, what you've done in our hearts. So, Holy Spirit, we ask for wisdom in this moment. We ask for clarity. And Jesus, we ask for courage. Courage to take this next step of following you, of being obedient and being baptized today. We love you. We thank you. It's in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Now do me a favor. Stand to your feet. And if you're helping with baptism or would like to be baptized right now, make your way to the lobby.